Just before we begin coming attractions, sometime next week, I hope to either next week or the week after to have a shiur. You know, they just came out with a brand new Chasam Sofer Haggadah. Brand new Chasam Sofer Haggadah. Who knew? How lucky we are that just the year we're starting the Chasam Sofer, they came out with a brand new Chasam Sofer Haggadah in English. I have not opened it up yet. As soon as it came out, my wife got it for me. Haven't had a chance to look at it, but I hope to have a Haggadah shiur just on the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. Should be very interesting. Anyway, this Shabbos, Vayakel Pekudei HaChodesh, let's begin. He begins with calling attention to the word Vayakel, which seems to be redundant. Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. He gathered together everybody. Once it says that everybody was there, obviously he gathered them together. So what's the chiddush of Vayakel Moshe? So he begins like this: Vayakel Moshe es kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Yesh ledaktik kevin dechsev kol adas b'nei Yisrael. What in Vayakel for? Kemo b'pashas kedoshim, shenemar b'hakel. All the Jews were there, but it doesn't say Vayakel. Lo nemar sham Vayakel. Kevin deksiv kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Everybody was there. So he has a complicated pshat over here, but some very beautiful ideas in the complicated pshat. Hine, ksiv amarti ech kamavi hirachoka mimeni v'kaya paraduma. Shlomo HaMelech said, I wanted to understand everything, but one mitzvah I couldn't understand. That's Parah Aduma. Because of Shlomo, Bedrush L'Pashas Parah, Shebepashas Chukas, Devadai Kama Pa'am Ksiv Batorah Chuka, Zos Chukas HaPesach, Achok Ksiv Chukas HaTorah, Chok V'Torah Ayin Sham. What was confusing about Parah Aduma? That Chok and Torah were in the same parasha. Zos Chukas HaTorah. Says the Chasam Sofer, why is that so confusing? Well, fi ani azdaiti. Shemachi Rechoka Detrei Dehare Sasrei Adadi. The word Chok and the word Torah contradict one another. Why do those two words contradict one another? He says, Chok means it has to be this way. He says, that you can't change anything. Torah, and where it says Torah balarabos afilu einenu mamish kimavur b'kra. Torah comes to include that it's not exactly the way it's written in the Chumash, and chuka means it's got to be exactly the way it's written in the Chumash. So this is what Shlomo Melech was confused about. When it comes to Parah Aduma, is it supposed to be exactly like it says in the Torah? Or not exactly. Chukas or Torah? And he quotes a proof that the word Torah comes to include Kimavur B'kara, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parsha, Sav, Zos Torahs Ha'ola L'Rabos Psulim Im Ola Lo Yardu. In Kain, Chuka V'Torah Sasri Adadi. The word Chok says it's got to be exactly that way, and Torah means it could be a little bit different, so it's a contradiction. Ela Yeh Shlomo explains the Chasam Sofer. Hasam Nami Ksiv Hi Ha'ola. No. You have another pasuk over there, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Hi Ha'ola. Hi Kishera V'lo Psula. V'darshinan Kan Shehoyel HaShas HaKosher. Kan Shelohoyel HaShas HaKosher. V'hachinami Yeh Shlomo. So therefore explains the Chasam Sofer. La'akev biyachid shenitma. If an individual becomes tamei, ve'eino osek chal hakasiv b'parsha v'nichrasa. So he says, if an individual becomes tamei, so he needs to be sprinkled by the Parah Aduma water. V'toras l'rabos tzibur. But the word Torah comes to include when you have a majority of Klal Yisrael that's tamei. We have a rule, tuma, hutra, b'tzibur. So when you have a tzibur, then you don't have to follow the parasha exactly. No, you don't have to get sprinkled with the water. Because tumas hutchib and tzibur. Ah. Ella lefize pshita shehi rechoka mimeni. So then he says, it's obvious why Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand this. D'may time b'yesh b'lechaper al avon ha'egel. So he says like this. This is a sharp, brilliant pshat. Listen to this. He says, how could the Parah Aduma have atoned for the sin of the golden calf? If you tell me the Parah Aduma only applies to an individual, because the tzibur, we say Toma Hutra B'tzibur, you don't have to get sprinkled by the water if it's B'tzibur. So it only applies to an individual. Pshita, to my time, Yishba L'chaper al Vonega, Adaraba, Iker Hoya al Shenikalu B'tzibur al Aaron. The Chet HaEgel was a sin B'tzibur. All of Klal Yisrael banded together to gang up on Aaron to get him to build, to make the Egel. Asay Lanu Elohim. Eskimu Barabim Lifrok Nizamim LaEgel. They agreed to take off all their gold for the Egel. Vimkein Eich Nafachu Shetzibor Einam Tzrichim Efer Para. So he says, if Parah Aduma only applies to Yechidim and not at Tzibur, and yet you tell me that Parah Aduma is coming to atone for the Chet Eilu, which was a sin, but Tzibur, so how could something that only applies to a Yechid atone for an Avera that was done by the Tzibur? That's what doesn't make sense about Parah Aduma. That's what he says. Oh, listen to what he says. Ela sheyesh lomar, lo shayach kehila v'chibur v'tzibur b'over Avera. He says that when people sin, by definition, they are not a tzibur. A tzibur that sins together is actually each individual sinning. They don't have the status of being a tzibur. They're really like individual sinning. Listen to how he digs deep into this. Afilu alafim hayim, even if there's thousands of them, hakol ki yichidim nechshavim, kol echad la'atzmo. Why? Ki kol Yisrael nefesh echad, all of the Jewish people is like one soul. Ki kulam chelak elokam imal, they're all a part, like a piece of Hashem's treasured people. Aval kishechotim, when you sin, you remove yourself from that Am Yisrael. Uvifrat b'avodah zarah, especially when you sin with avodah zarah. As I nekru mishar shem elyon, you're uprooting yourself from that special place of Klal Yisrael that you came from, Hashem's holy connection to His holy people. So once you separate yourself, you're on your own. When you sin, you're on your own. However, when it comes to serving Hashem as a people, as a group, then you're all together as one people. And that's why it says in our parsha, Vayakel Moshe, that Moshe brought the whole tzibur together right after the Chet HaEgel. He brought the whole tzibur together. Vayakel Moshe, Beritato Mehar B'Yom HaKippurim. He came down the mountain on Yom Kippur. V'Niskaper L'Avon HaEgel, and they had kapar from the sin of the golden calf. Oz Vayakel Moshe, Ki Yerata Yinufradim. He brought them together because by the sin of the golden calf, they were all separated, because whenever you sin, you're separated. Why do we say that when you serve Hashem the right way, so then you become one big tzibur, you're all one big people. He says, when are we all considered to be one people serving Hashem all together? When we serve Hashem for no other reason than just to serve Hashem because He's Hashem. Beli tam, without a reason. Kim kasher tzivanu Hashem elokai, La ahavaseinu oso, He loves us. Ve'ein bo chilek ta'amim. So we're all one people. It's not that I'm doing it for my reasons and you're doing it for your reasons. We're all one people. Ve'ein kan chiluk apir machshavos. Everyone's all together. Rak hakol miyachtim machshavosam l'Hashem. Everyone does it just to serve Hashem. Va'kol oyle b'kan echad kana chachma kana bina. Nimtza hajan l'chukin b'li tam. So it turns out every mitzvah becomes like a chok without a reason. Amarti echkama b'tamei mitzvos v'hi rechoka mimeni. So that's why at this time that the Jewish people got together, they forgot about the reasons for mitzvos because they were all considered to be like one big people just doing it to serve Hashem. That's what it means, vayakel Moshe. And that's why amarti echkama v'hi rechoka mimeni, that I thought I was going to be wise with the reasons for mitzvos,
But at this time of serving Klal Yisrael, right after the Cheder Egel, we didn't want to know the reasons. We just served Hashem all as one people for the sake of serving Hashem. What a wild roller coaster of a pshat. What do we learn from here? Interesting, he says in the middle that when you sin, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. You're sinning as an individual. But when you do mitzvahs, then you become part of Klal Yisrael, especially and only if you do mitzvahs just for the sake of serving Hashem. Klal Yisrael has such a big koach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one people. When you go to shul and you daven b'tzibur, or when you become part of a community and you serve Hashem, you go learn as part of a shir, as part of a group, as part of a tzibur, this is a special extra purity that a person can atone for the Averis. And when you're an Aver, when you do Averis, you're considered like a Yachid. You're not part of Klal Yisrael. You're separating yourself. Mishar Hashem Elyo. But Ba'avonas Hashem, Vayakel, the Torah is teaching us with the word Vayakel, that when Jews do mitzvahs together, they have an extra special power of the Tzibur. It's not just like you're doing your own mitzvah. When you're davening mitzibur, so it's not just like you don't just have your own power of your own mitzvah. You become part of the special tzibur. And the way to do that is not to worry about your own private service, but to feel yourself as part of the tzibur, to feel yourself as part of a group, to be part of a tzibur of Am Yisrael. This is part of who we are. Yisrael v'orais v'kodesh Baruch Hu chadu. And it's important for us in our service not to just consider ourselves as individuals, but rather to realize that when we do mitzvahs, when we do good, we're part of the tzibur. When people do bad, so then we're not called part of the tzibur. Fascinating observation of the Chasam Sofer. Let's continue. Eila dvar mashat tziva Hashem lasos osam. Al derech musar haskel, says the Chasam Sofer. He has a very creative way to read these psukim. Right? What does the pasuk say? Eila dvar mashat tziva osam, sheishis yomim teasem lacha, uvayom hashvi shabbas shabbason lashem, So listen to his very creative way of reading this sukkah with a very, very important lessons in the middle. Here we go. Apparently the Chasam Sofer wrote a kuntras called Kana Chachma. Rimazim basiyas hamishkan hamaramzim echisnaiga adam im bora. He says every kli in the Mishkan has a hint how you're supposed to serve Hashem. If you read what I wrote about in the menorah, how you could learn to serve Hashem from the menorah. The beams of the courtyard, you had one beam on top of two sockets. What do you learn out from one beam on top of two sockets? Says the Chasam Sofer. Haromez, you know what this hints to? The beam on top of two sockets? Leben Adam sheyesh lo shnei adonim. Adonim, adonim means sockets. Each of us, we have two adonim. Each of us, we're like a beam on top of two. We have two masters. Who are our two masters? The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. We have two Adonim. Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. U'mikol makom shneim tachas hakeresh echad. However, both of these Adonim are under one beam. Sheheim tachtav, they're under you. Im yirte yisnaig v'em kiritzon olavod esboro. If you want to control your Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, you can rule over them. You're over your Adonim. You're over your sockets. Al derech va'ata timshel bo, va'ideze yacht of yusamim. This way, another pasuk in the building of the Mishkan, together they will be complete. Shebishneim over Hashem b'chol levavcha. You can serve Hashem with your yetzer tov and with your yetzer hara. B'shnei yitzarecha, k'didorshu chazal, v'ahavtas Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha. You could serve Hashem with your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. What does it mean to serve Hashem with your yetzer hara? How do you serve Hashem with Yetzer Hara? So, there could be a number of things that this refers to. Chasam Sofer actually goes into a few of the other possibilities later, but the Yetzirah means your taivas. When a person channels his desires and drives and energies into something good, he takes his talents and abilities and he changes them and adjusts them for something good. Let's say a person is able to stay up very late at night and not sleep so much. So he could use that. He could use that to waste time and watch stuff on the internet and just waste his time away. Or he could use the fact that he doesn't need to sleep so much that he could spend extra time learning or helping people or doing all kinds of other things. And other than your Yetzihara, you could serve Hashem with the Yetzihara. Right? You have to just learn how to direct it, how to channel it. A person has a lot of energy. So you could use that to make people crazy. Or you could use the energy to get people excited about mitzvahs, about davening, about learning. You got to channel it. So he says, let's continue. V'hine, ha'efod, ha'machaper al avodah zarah. The Gemara in Erechin says that the apron was mechaper on the sin of avodah zarah. V'cheshev avodah zarah asher olav k'maseh u'piyush shemachshuvoso shel avodah zarah ekos ha'maseh. Even if you think about it, doing avodah zarah, it's like you did an action, ki yodua. U'shtei k'sefos chovros lo, there are two averis that are right near avodah zarah, which is gilei ha'ra'is and shvichas damim. That's the shoulders of the apron. And see what I'm going to write parashas pekudei about the vavim lamudim. So he says, "V'nei ha'ikar sheyikhu musar ma'asiyas ha'mishkan." He says the main thing is that from all these kalim and how they were made, you could take musar from every one of the vessels. Understand what they're about, what they represent, and you could learn how to live your life from the vessels of the Mishkan. V'yehem ba'atzma b'stagusam kein v'yaduach sheyisrael osim etzon shemakom. When the Jewish people are serving Hashem the right way, yamdu zarim ruutzonam melachtam nasas idei acherim. When the Gemara says that when the Jew does the right thing, so the goyim will do all our work for us. V'chol yom nikra Shabbos sheshavsim melachtam v'ovdam Hashem. Every day we're not going to be working; the goyim will be doing our work for us. We'll just be learning Torah, and we will be serving Hashem. Omnam b'Shabbos atzmo nitosves hakadusha. Ad shafila onega gufni ukulo kadosh. This is a fascinating idea that we find a lot of times, the Chasam Sofer says. Let's say a person gets to this madrega that he serves Hashem be'emes and melachtas nasas ayidei acherim. So then what's so special about Shabbos? Every day is a Shabbos. If the goyim are doing your work for you, every day is a Shabbos. What's so special about Shabbos? What's so special about Shabbos is even the gashmius of Shabbos turns to ruchnius. Even the physical things that we do on Shabbos, the eating and the drinking and the sleeping, even the things we do on Shabbos become ruchnius. B'Shabbos atzmo nitosas hakdusha ad shafil oneg hagufni, even physical pleasure on Shabbos, hu kulo kadosh. V'lachein kulayama modim de'b'Shabbos be'inon lachem, nami lachem. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos you got to eat. D'chsev ha'karasal Shabbos onog, because even the eating is holy. Gemara and Psachim we had in the Daf Yomi. V'zeu Eilat. So now he goes back. So how does he read the Pasuk? Eilat dvar asher asiyu Hashem lasos osa. What does this mean? All these things that I'm commanding you to write in the Mishkan, to make in the Mishkan, they're there for you to learn Musar from each of the Kalim and learn how to live your life. Like you can control your Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. That's the Krushim on the Adonim. V'yachtav yusamim, and this is the way you serve Hashem b'tmimus with your Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. So you could learn. So that's Eilat dvar asher asiyu Hashem lasos osam. Look at these Kalim in the Mishkan. Look at all the beautiful ideas. We're leaving the Mishkan this week. Look at all the Kalim, all the things we can learn from them. All the things we've been discussing the last 3 weeks, all to learn from the Klei HaMishkan. Let's learn them and apply them to our lives. Ulasakin members Yisrael, she Tavnas HaMishkan. We should reflect the Mishkan and the Kalim. Lizikaron ben Anayim, Shiyu Kamoso. V'ayidezeh. So, and as I read the Pasuk, watch this. Eilat dvar asher asiyu Hashem lasos osam. These are the things that Hashem commanded us to do them, to learn from the Mishkan, to live a Torah way of life by learning from the Mishkan. If we do that, sheishis yomim teyasim alacha. for 6 days the goyim will do our work for us because it'll be malachta nasis idei echer, because bizman she'osim ritzono shomakom, if we live our lives the way Hashem wants to, the goyim are going to do the work for us. Ah. Vaydeze sheshes yomim yasim malacha ayidei echerim uviyom hashvi yeh lochem kodesh, and on the seventh day even the guf, even the physical eating will be holy for you. Pirush shigam taivas aguf hanikra lochem yeh kodesh. V'oz yikru Shabbos Shabboson l'Hashem b'kefel, because then the whole week will be Shabbos, and Shabbos will be Shabbos Shabboson doubled over. V'lo sivaru eish hayetzer b'chomo shoseichem, and your yetzahara will not run loose in your house. What a pshat al pidrash in these psukim. V'harachti b'inyan u'pirashti b'zeh ma'ashamu chazam b'avakama samach amid beiz. This is something that the Chasam Sofer has said before. This is a repeat. Pasach b'niske mamono v'siyem b'niske gufo shalem yishalem amaris habeir lahoros she'esho mishem chitzav ani she'itzat yish b'tzion. I'm the one who caused the fire to go into Jerusalem. V'fiyan ha'istak havan al derech t'chsev v'asher hariosi. Right, Hashem says, "I created the Yitzhar in you." He necha Yitzhar k'tasi Yitzhar gamem matan Torah l'sabas l'nisheim. Right, he gave us a taiva for women, for our wives. Vaydei shayol achizem mitzvah hatam lasus ha'egel. Vaydei shayol le Moshe meis v'skarabim. He caused us to make the egel by showing us a picture of Moshe dead, and therefore he caused us to have the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. Hashem called all this by lighting the fire of the Yetzirah in us, afshi esiba rechoka, even though it's a little bit far-fetched, mikol makom hari amru, esho mishem chitzav, therefore, he's got to rebuild it. So I don't know, I don't think that was really connected to the rest of the piece. This was something that he said before, that Hashem is the one who caused us to sin by giving us a Yetzirah. If you say esho mishem chitzav, so he's got to rebuild it. I think he was just trying to end with something nice about rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. This must have been some drasha that the Chasam Sofer gave. But fascinating. I don't know. Maybe that's the end of the pasuk. Lo sivaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem. Ah. Lo sivaru eish hayetzer b'chol mosh v'seichem. Right. Yeah, that explains the next pasuk. That I'm not going to let the fire of your yetzahara destroy the Beis HaMikdash without my rebuilding it. Lo sivaru ish b'chol mosh v'seichem, because I'm the one who gave you the Yitzharah, so I'm the one who has to rebuild it. At any rate, we see a whole bunch of very fascinating ideas over here, that on Shabbos, even the physical pleasure that a person gets on Shabbos really is a spiritual delight. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Even the physical is a spiritual. If a person lives his life the rest of the week the right way, it's malach tenas zedechem, but on Shabbos, it's Shabbos Shabboson, even the physical. And that we're supposed to learn from all the kelim how to behave, how to act. And a person can serve Hashem even with his Yetzirah. He can subdue his Yetzirah. He can subjugate it and cause it to help him serve Hashem. If he channels it the right way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to live a purely ascetic life, but he wants us to take that Yetzirah to be human and to take all our taivas and desires and use them to serve Hashem. And use them to take all of our passion and excitement, and instead of using them for sin, use them for good. And even when we sometimes sin, Chasam Sofer says, that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the Yetzirah, so he's going to have to rebuild it. Okay, let's continue. The next piece is also a little bit of a repeat, but he adds on a very beautiful twist to it. He says like this, Ku me'idchem truma la'ashem, the beginning of the pasuk says truma lashem, and the end is trumas Hashem. Says the Chasam Sofer, in order to have truma lashem, you need trumas Hashem. What do you mean, in order to have truma lashem, you need trumas Hashem? He says like this. He says, what's the trumas Hashem? What's the trumas Hashem? All the money that we give to tzedakah, oh, we're such big shots. We give so much money to tzedakah. All the money we give to tzedakah, that's not our money. It came from a Kaddish. Who gave us the money? Trumas Hashem. What's the truma Lashem? That's the joy the simcha and the passion that you bring when you give tzedakah, that you do it willingly, that you're happy to give tzedakah, that you feel so good about helping out another Jew with your money. That's the lashem. Now, you need the trumas Hashem. You need Hashem's money to do the truma lashem. So that's the way he reads it. I want you to take from inside you all of your great desires, your simcha shel mitzvah, your wanting to help another Jew who's in trouble. I want you to take all of your kaychas, all your abilities, all your joy and your simcha. Kumeitchem truma lashem. Kol nediv lev. I want you to have that nediv lev. Yiviyah es trumas Hashem. But realize, what's going to bring you to that simcha? Realizing it's not your money anyway. Why did Hashem give it to you? He gave it to you to help other people. Look what he says. Yesh ledaktik. Shinoi v'keif alashem. Truma lashem. Trumas Hashem. Yesh lomar. Kol kesev v'zov. Shenosne nakol trumas Hashem hu. All the gold and silver you give, that's Hashem's. Ki mimcha akol miyadcha nasanulach. V'li hakesev v'li hazav belongs to Hashem. Acharatzon v'nidah slave. This is a repeat from Parshas to Truma, but the knech that he adds is you need the Truma Hashem to give the Truma Lashem. The ratzon, the nidah slave, that's b'bechiras ha'adam. That's Truma Lashem, lo Truma Hashem. Einu shalo ki ein yirashamayim b'day shemayim. Akol b'day shemayim chutz miyirashamayim. The yirashamayim that you bring to the ma'isa mitzvah, that's your donation. Amnam. How are you supposed to show Hashem all your deep driven desires to serve Him? It's only once you have money, the trumas Hashem, and the way you give it, then you can show Hashem what's really deep inside. He says a very cute shot. This that David HaMelech says in Divrei Hayomim. In order for me to give something from my heart, I need help from Hashem. Because a person has a Yetzer Hara, it's my money. It's my money. I don't want to give away my money. If Hashem wouldn't help him, he would never be able to defeat that Yetzer Hara. That's what the pasuk means in Divrei Yamim. V'chimi ani umi ami la'atzar koach. How could I have the strength to be kovish my yetzer if not for Hashem giving me money? We would never be able to be misnadev. V'anasina gufa. On the actual giving, it's obvious that it's not us. But not only on the money itself, but even on the ability to give, to be that kind of a person that wants to give. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help me on that, I certainly wouldn't be able to do that, because the person's natural instinct is my money. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. I don't want to part with my money. So not only do I need help in the money itself, which belongs to Hashem, but even Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim sounds like the strength that I have to overcome my Yetzer Hara and want to be a giving person who's willing to part with his money, that also is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That also is something that we need Hashem's help. And it's not all from Him. We also have to work on that. But the first step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take the first step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us separate from the money. So many more beautiful pieces. Oh boy. Oh my gosh. 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Now is always the question. You have to choose which ones to say. Okay, let's figure it out here. Here we go. Oh. So he says there's two types of people who give tzedakah, right? Around the Mishkan, I always say this is great that it's right around the Halb dinner, right? These parshias, the Halb dinner is always now. There's two types of people that like to give tzedakah. Some people like to give quietly and no one should know they give. No one should know they give. Following crazy story happened to me today. Today, crazy story happened. I can't go into all the details of the story, but I could tell you that, let's just say it a little bit nicely. There was a kid in DRS. Every year there's like one or two kids, and especially this year it was a kid who really did not deserve it. He really did not deserve this. But there was a kid who basically was not accepted into any yeshiva in Israel that he applied to. And a crazy maisa happened. So we were suggesting that he should go to another, a different yeshiva that he hadn't even applied to. And he wasn't so sure he was wanted to go, and he wasn't so sure he would get in. At the very moment that we were talking today to try to get him in, so a certain almana that the boy's father had helped out tremendously was on the phone with the Rosh Yeshiva of this yeshiva, happened to be on the phone today as he was applying. And apparently the almana knew that the boy was applying and happened to be on the phone with the Rosh Yeshiva. So he said, the almana told the Rosh Yeshiva, "You wouldn't believe the chesed that this family has done for me." And the Rosh Yeshiva said, "If an almana tells me that there's a family that did chesed, that gave tzedakah quietly with nobody knowing about it, so then this boy is going to be accepted to the yeshiva." Mamish, at exactly the same minute that we were on the phone with the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva was talking to this almana. Unbelievable. And the father told me at the same time, somebody, like a minute before, somebody had just called him and asked him to do this tremendous, the very, very wealthy guy. And then someone told him about a mace mitzvah that didn't have money for a burial at the very same time that this whole thing was going down. He was on the phone with the mace mitzvah paying for like thousands of dollars for somebody's funeral that didn't have money to pay. So there's two types of people who do chesed. Some people like to give quietly. No one should know. They help out people nobody knows. And other people, they also want to give, but they want people should know that I'm the guy who gave the money. Look at the Chasam Sofer. Kol ish asher hainif tnuvas zav l'Hashem. Every person who waved the waving of gold l'Hashem. I'm Baramban. Shezav be'etzem shlo haya kli. So zav wasn't a kli. Gam kein haya davar chashivus. The gold is very chashiv. Ve'hinifu also. Why did they wave it? It wasn't a kli. Why did they wave it? K'dei lefarsim. To publicize the person who gave it. K'moshim mefarsim osei mitzvah. Now we understand the rest of the pasuk. Because there's two types of people who give tzedakah. One person gives tzedakah l'shem Hashem. And the second one also does l'shem Shemayim, but he also likes that people should know that he's the wealthy guy that gives the money. The one who does it only l'shem Shemayim, he doesn't want to be publicized. He also doesn't care what they do with the nedava. Do they use it for the Kodesh Kadashim, the Aron, or will they do it for the beams and the poles? Ubrichem. He's doing it for Ratzon Hashem. He doesn't care what you do with it. K'moshe im osim mizahav. Shenasan Aron HaKodesh, right? He doesn't care. He's happy with the brichem, just like the Aron Kodesh. The one who wants the publicity, he wants the PR. He says, "No, I want you to use my thing for the Aron Kodesh." He should know that from his gold they made the Aron. How could they bring these lowly things, copper and chach v'nezem, hadavish and nishtamish v'hedyo, and nishtamish l'gavah? Right, it was these nose rings of people. How could you use it for the Mishkan? V'tirtzu, sh'asim imenu yisedo sekrasim. They made the minor league kalim out of that. V'chayotze bo. V'zeh hemshech hakor. That's how you read the pasuk. Kol nediv leiv. A guy who really gave l'shem shamayim. Hainu rak lasos, son boro. He brought the chach v'nezem. So he brought Pasha the stuff. They didn't use it for the fancy stuff. They may use it for the pegs. The Chalisha Shehenif. But the person who brought gold that was waved publicly wrote to Gamkein Shia Pirsim Tnufazav Lashem Hevi Ragzav. He only brought gold. So that should be used for the holy Kalim. So clearly the Chasam So is trying to communicate a message to us over here. Al Tiyu Kavadim Amishamshin Asarav Amanas the Kabal Pras. Right, the highest level of giving tzedakah, the highest level of doing mitzvos, is that we're not doing it for the PR. We're not supposed to do the mitzvos for the PR. We're supposed to do the mitzvos to serve Hashem And a mitzvah done in private that nobody knows about is a lot more valuable. You get a lot more reward for the mitzvahs that people don't know about, as opposed to the ones done in public. Oh. All right. All right, let's see if we could figure this one out. So much here. All right. All right, let's try two more pieces here. Before we do the last piece, let's talk about the vavim. Let's talk about the hooks. Here we go. This piece, he talks about how Torah purifies a person. I'll try to do this one quickly too. Let's see. All right, let's start. Ve'esa Aleph. Here we go. Ve'esa Aleph v'shvamios asa vavim la'amudim. There was an extra 1,700. They used that for the hooks for the beams. Yadua Masha Amr Chazal Shaya Nishkach Mi Moshe Masha Asa Me'osan Ashkal. And Moshe didn't know what to do with the extra 1,700 shekel. Ad She'amda Vav Negdo. The letter Vav stood in front of him. V'nizkar Shehim Vavim La'amudim. So he remembered, with the letter Vav, he remembered that you should make a Vav. This, that the extra 1,700 was for the hooks. Says the Chasam Sofer, what in the world is going on here? The onion. Ki sharashan shel Yisrael shishim ribo neshamos. The Jewish people began with 600,000 some odd people. Neged osios haTorah. Yisrael, the word Yisrael is Rashi Tevos, yesh shishim ribo osios la Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Now, they're not exactly 600,000 letters, but approximately. V'hu yadu, everybody knows this. Every Jew has a chelek in the Torah up in Shemayim. Omnam. Yesh no sarim shenishmosem miklipas noga hasmucha l'kdusha v'lahem ein lahem chelek b'Torah v'lo os mishishim riba ozios. Some people don't have a letter. So how are they part of Torah? A person who helps out a Talmud Chacham. Wow. So if you don't have your own letter, if you don't know how to learn yourself, you could still be part of the Sefer Torah of Yiddishkeit by being Mahane L'Talmud Chacham Minuchasav. There is a Jew in this neighborhood. There's an organization called Chasdei Lev that provides cheap food for Rebbes. For yontif and cheap plates and spoons and knives and forks. There's one Jew in this neighborhood. Nobody knows. So there's 25, 30 staff members at DRS that get all this stuff. And we get a tremendous discount. And there's one Jew who takes upon himself to pay for all the Rebbe stuff. Pays for all of it. Every year. Pays for all of it. So he says, if you're Mahana Talmud Chacham Minichasa, like it says in Ksubas, Kala Mishnamish B'or Torah, Torah Mechayev, if you don't learn Torah, what could you do? Mahana Talmud Chacham Minichasa, or marry your daughter off to a Talmud Chacham, or do business with a Talmud Chacham, it's as if you're attaching yourself to the Shechina. Al derech, Smach Zevulin B'tzei Secha, Demane Umane Mistaya Milsa, this is the 1,700 that were extra on the 600,000. Moshe didn't know how to be Mesakin and Takana until he made them Vavim La'amudim. Hooks for the Amudim. Sheyislu Behem Amude Olam. Kanal. That the pillars of the world would be hanging on these Vavim. These extra people. To the ones who are Mahaneh. Mahane Talmud Chacham Minichasav. So there's two ways to be part of the Sefer Torah of the Rabbon Shalom. Either you could learn Torah, so you get your own letter. Or the other way to do is your Mahana Talmud Chacham. And we have time for one last piece, because I still have a long way to go tonight, a lot to do. Let's try the last piece. Vayivarach Osa Moshe, Yeshlomar. Ki Malacha, Moshe blessed the people who built the Mishkan. Malacha perishim Masha also Osa Malacha, Maisim Paul B'Yudayim. Malacha means what they did with their hands. Vahavoda was the nedava that they gave from their hearts. Like the Ramban says, Vavadatas Hashem Elokechem. Serving Hashem, that's in your heart. Ezo avoda shebelev zu tefila. Right? Avoda shebelev is tefila. So avoda is in the heart. Even though you don't do anything. The Torah says they all did kasher tziva Hashem. Exactly the way Hashem wanted it. They donated belev shalom. Now, how do we know that the people who donated the Mishkan donated belev shalom? How do you know? Maybe they were very upset inside to give away the money. So he says, you know what the raya was? Aval kishera kol amalacha shalos amalacha. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw how the malacha fit beautifully, everything was done exactly the way Hashem told Moshe, without any question, and everything came out perfectly. Mizeh muchach must be that they gave belev shalem, because if not, they wouldn't be zocha, the osim malacha, who were the shluchim of the tzibur, that they should finish all the malacha exactly correctly. Just like a chazin, who the tefillah comes out very well, it's a raya that the tzibur, he's merutza lakal. Okay, Vayar Moshe's call Malacha. He saw all the Malacha that it was good. He knew Vayivarach Osa Moshe. He knew that it came from a good place. So if the Nigin is going well for the Chazan, that shows that the Tzibur is in a good place. That the Tzibur is davening well. If the Chazan's davening is going well, it's a raya that the people who sent him are doing a good job. Alkein Vayivarach Osa Moshe. Therefore Moshe blessed them, because he said, I can tell that the Shechina is going to dwell in your Ma'aseh Yadayim. So hopefully, when we do the things that we do, and we build what we build, if we build L'Shem Shamayim, it'll all come out perfect. It'll all come out well. We build our families L'Shem Shamayim. We build our homes L'Shem Shamayim on the values that are L'Shem Shamayim. And this is the whole thing about building a Mishkan. Each of us is supposed to build our own Mishkan in our home, and we're supposed to make it exactly right, that it should be B'tznius, and it should be, there should be svarim in the house, and there should be chesed in the house, and kindness and good speech in the house, and then the Shechina will be shore b'maaseh yadeinu. So may it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Shechina rests in each of our homes, and may it also be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we one day together get to dwell in the real Beis HaMikdash. May that day come. Here we remain. Amen. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos, everybody.